Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you did because we got a couple of buddies here with us who are experts in making sure that you and I put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Chip Bell and John Patterson. Chip is the founder of the Chip Bell Group, and John is the president of Progressive Insights. The two of them are the co-authors of Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. They've written a number of other books, but that's the one that I have in front of me. And they're here to talk to us about how we can do a better job of meeting and making customers and prospects love us. Chip, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. We always love being on your show.
It's good to have you back. Hi, John. Good to have you back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. It's a great time to talk about taking care of your customers.
Yeah, that's has there ever been a time when we need to make sure that our customers know how much we love them, John?
I don't think so. When you think about what's going on today, doing more in terms of how you think about taking care of your customer could never be more important.
Well, and so, Chip, how do we do that?
Well, I think part of it is that we put a lot more emphasis on understanding our customers in a much deeper way, and finding the way to find that creative response, that unique response that makes them, that, well, takes their breath away, and that's what we love to focus on. So it's a time to be inventive, time to be imaginative.
What about a time when it's hard to get customers to talk to you, John?
Well, that's true.
Chip,
but
go ahead, Chip.
There's still ways to do that.
Because, you know, some people would say, you know, it's my situation is not that I can't make customers happy when they get here. I'm just having trouble getting them to talk to me, to get to come in or to let me come to see them. What do you think?
Well, I think part of it is helping them see the link between their limited resources and the value you plan to deliver.
Right.
We know that as customers have less and less to spend, then the whole concept of value takes on a whole new meaning. Because now I'm really much more attentive to whether or not I'm getting value. And we believe that finding that way to demonstrate that, show that, can set you apart.
Well, one thing, John, that I've been reminding my audience about is what I've been saying about this one reality, and that's that somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
Well, that's right.
Might as well. And this, Jim, comes back to, you know, if you hadn't been talking to your customers all along, sometimes it's tough to get started, and you need to find a way to jumpstart the connection that you're looking for with those folks. And as Chip says, one way to do that is to be able to show them the unique value that your organization brings to their business. And it takes work. You have to work at that, but you have to work at it every day.
Don't you have to, though, especially like you said a minute ago, John, about, you know, if you haven't been talking to them, don't you really have to begin by, and this is no different from the way it always has been, but now isn't it even more important to start out by finding out exactly what's on their mind? What do they need? What do they want? What are their challenges? And focusing on those, right?
You're right on it. You know, we in some of our workshops, Jim, we do a segment called All About You, and the you in that is the customer.
Yeah.
And it is all about them. And people who go about it in a hurry to put their sales pitch forward miss the mark you just made. It has to be all about the customer.
It seems to me, Chip, if you're entering the marketplace with the attitude that you're going to sell something, instead of that you're going to help your customers be more successful, accomplish their goals, be a little less afraid, have a bit less of a problem. If you're entering with the product of the month attitude, you're not going to be successful, are you?
You will not. I think it's too many organizations focus on my means, not your end.
Yeah.
And if we help the customer say, we're all about your end, what will make you successful, what's important to you, and then help them see, discover the link between that end and the value you may bring. Then you're much more likely. People don't like, as the old adage goes, people don't like to be sold, but they sure love to buy.
But how, Chip, how do we get across to companies who need to make a living? They've got revenue requirements like everybody else does. They need sales. It takes a little bit of extra courage and a little bit of extra faith, doesn't it, to tell your salespeople, now look, we all got a budget to make. If you want to eat on Friday, go out there and just ask customers what they want. Don't tell them what we have to sell. That takes a lot of fortitude, doesn't it?
It does take fortitude, but we know that people, all of us, are attracted to the light, so to speak. And when we experience an organization that's delivering with confidence and delivering with a sense of joy and bringing a sense of fun and adventure to that, even in tough times, we tend to be attracted to it. And so we think that's an important piece to how we approach the marketplace. Confidence, fun, a sense of courage, and a sense of, you know, as we like to say, as somebody wrote in a great book, we're all too blessed to be stressed.
Right.
You know, we could be in Iraq. You know, we could be in... You know, being without a job in 2009 is very different than being without a job in 1930.
Well, that's true. That's exactly right. Well, you know, the thing John, it seems to me that every customer, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a time when you're going to get 100 different reactions from people when you walk in and find out what's going on. And you got to be prepared to move a little bit. And I want you guys to address that when we come back after these messages. But before we do, John, give us the website and tell folks how they can find your books.
You can find our books on chipbell.com. You can find our books on johnrpatterson.com. And, of course, you can always find our books on amazon.com.
Chip Bell and John Patterson, ladies and gentlemen, are our guests and our Brain Trust members, and we're going to be right back with them right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog. Check out all the other things you can do there on our website. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. You want to read? You want to listen? We got to something that will help you with your small business. Something there that you can find that will, whatever challenges or opportunities you got, I think we got something that will help you. Chip Bell and John Patterson have contributed quite a bit to us over the years. And they're the authors of Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, and they got a new book coming out in May. We'll be telling you about that a little bit later on. But we're talking about how to make sure you put your best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in a challenging year like 2009. John, I think what I was asking when we went to the break, help me remember if this is the way I was going. I was trying to imagine, you know, as we talk to customers, when we enter the marketplace, we're going to get 100 different things. I mean, from people who are scared to death and they're frozen in their tracks,
yep,
to people who are saying, you know, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, to everybody in between. Do we have to be a chameleon to pull all this off?
I don't think so, Jim, but I think if we go back to something you were talking about before we came on, and the first thing that comes to our mind is having the courage to listen to the customer and having the focus, your focus being, how can I make you more successful? It's definitely a time when we have to be flexible, but being able to bring to the customer the courage to say, what do we need to do? How can I help you be more successful? There's a tremendous amount of fear in the marketplace today, and we need to help take that fear out of there and bring some confidence back.
Boy, I tell you what, Chip, if you could do that, if you could go and somehow make people a little less fearful, that'd be like money in the bank almost, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And I think there's no better metaphor for that, Jim, than Aflac. If you think about that duck, what does that duck bring symbolically? And, you know, the duck has it's a sense of fun. The duck is a sense of, like, it cares about you. They're always trying to help. If you look at their Aflac ad, there's a sense of friendliness about the duck that we all can identify. We see them around Easter and stuff. And so I think bringing some of those kind of elements to what we do, you know, as it brings confidence. confidence to your customer, and they need confidence.
So you're saying, come up with a way to be upbeat, to be positive, but still grounded in reality. We can't go in as if we don't know what's going on.
No. Mm-hmm. And you can't go in insincere and Pollyannish,
right.
You know. But nevertheless, you know, as we were saying, look at what great things we do have. You know, focus
right.
on what you have as an asset. Focus on the positive side and not on the dreary side, because your customers are on the dreary side and they don't want to be there. And if they see you as that source mm-hmm. of inspiration and excitement, enthusiasm, they're much more likely to hear what you have to say, particularly if it's linked to what they think is important.
John, this attitude, though, that we have to have these days, it requires courage of our own. It requires looking at the long view, too, right? Because if we really go in trying to find out what's on their mind and finding out all about them, that's a longer that makes the selling cycle a little bit longer, doesn't it?
It does, and there's no question. We've seen the sales cycle stretch out. But, Jim, if you bring what we're really looking for, we're not really looking for this transaction, this sale. What we're looking for is the relationship
mm-hmm.
that takes us over the long pull, because we want to be thought of by our customers, again, as Chip said earlier, someone who brings help to the situation, who's there to make them more successful. And that's really, really critical, is to look for the long term.
And you've
Don't
got it, but now you in a year when it may be a little tougher, we got to work a little harder to believe in the concept of the relationship, don't we, Chip?
Yes, absolutely. But that is the key. You know, it's the long-term relationship, not the short-term transaction. And it reframes how we look at the customer as not just as somebody who's going to make this sale for me and I can make my quota, but I'm looking for long-term, you know, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend Carl Sewell, who runs one of the most successful car dealerships in the world, says, you know, when you stop and think about the average brand loyal Cadillac owner, he's got a big Cadillac dealership, you know, spends over $300,000 in a lifetime on Cadillacs, arguing
yep.
over a $25 spare part. Might be short-term smart, but it's long-term stupid. And his
yeah.
average customer has been with him about 15, 16 years.
ChipBell.com, JohnRPatterson.com. They're two websites. The book is called Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, and that's what they do. Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
See you, John. See you, Chip. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Got to go
Enjoy.
For this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.